This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Here's what we want. We want people to admit that they have a skeleton in their closet. But we will fire up the VD and no one will know it's you.
Yeah. Change your name. Do all the things.
Yes. Because it's sort of, it's election time, right? Mm-hmm. And while we don't ever talk about politics here, we're going to talk about politics a little. Not our politics, but would anybody in this room ever run for an office?
No.
Could you run for an office?
No.
Because you've got some...
I've helped people run for office.
You have?
I used to, like, when I was like 8, my mom used to take me along
to like... what?
To
like rallies? That's right. You said you've been to a caucus.
Well, that was... I was an adult then. But yes. But yeah, I remember like tying balloons to... There was a Story guy. I don't know if he was mayor or governor. I don't know. But I remember
his
tying balloons...
His name was Story?
It was Scott Story. Is that a thing? Is that a person? I don't know.
Isn't that the volleyball player keeps getting hit in the face with the ball?
Is. I forgot
What's
about
it. What's the name of the... Tiak, you know who I'm talking about?
No.
That's a baseball
Scott
player.
Steve Stark. The guy who keeps playing volleyball and he just keeps getting hit in the face with the volleyball. It's a hilarious video. Oh my God,
anyway,
just text in.
I don't know.
Here's my point.
Scott Story was a Jeffco district attorney.
Oh, I think it was him.
Okay, now look up who's the volleyball player viral video.
It's
something.
It's so funny.
Scott Stark or like, and he just keeps getting tattooed in the face. He gets hit in
Scott Sterling.
Sterling! Damn it! Anyway, Scott Sterling for Arapahoe County district attorney.
<It's Jeffco. laughs>
Whatever. I've been asked to run for city council multiple times.
Why?
I don't know. Well, because
by who?
Supposedly other city council members. We had one who worked here. We had a city council. The person.
What?
I don't want to say who it is.
Who?
Where
did they sit? Are they still here?
No.
Okay. When did they leave?
Who in this building had any power? Golly, that's
He's a city council member like north of my house. Like in a scary part of town.
Okay.
I can't say who it is, but I'll tell you later. We've done a story about him on the air at a concert, and now he's a city council member. Yes.
No. The one that fell?
Yes. But they've just told me, it's like, look, with your name recognition, you could get it. And it's like, okay, but then what am
I? That's a dumb reason.
But it's like, but you could work your way up to like, whatever. Like you start as a city council member, then maybe you get to be mayor. And then maybe you get to be like, I don't, and then
oh
you're.
Oh my gosh, you get a cool nickname? Like J-Bone? You can be. S-Lax?
Okay. Like an hour ago, we were supposed to get to the point. The point is this. We can't run for office.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't want to, but also we're afraid of the skeletons in our closet mm-hmm. coming out. And that's why we want you to tell us the skeletons that are in your closet. Like, is there some, there was a time where you had to be so squeaky clean. I remember, I think it was Bill Clinton was one of the first presidents who was like, oh yeah, I've smoked pot. And was like, oh my God, he's going down. No, he's going to vote for him. He's a bot. And then I was like, oh yeah. Okay.
All right.
Like, you know, I think Obama was like, yeah. Like in his book, he's like, yeah, I was doing fat rails off. And you're like, all right.
Now it's gotten to the point. Yeah, it's like, that's it, Governor.
Right.
Kind of lame, don't you think?
Right. So we want to know what your skeleton is in your closet. Like there are people, I know somebody, I forget who it is. They have a job that requires a degree. Okay.
All right. Okay.
They got 90 some percent of that degree and then just kind of went to Europe and then never quite got the credits. But then write down, hey, I graduated from this and nobody checks.
Mm-mm.
I know.
They don't. What are they going to go? They know you went because you have a certain amount of knowledge, but they don't have the degree. Now, this person's not exactly, I don't think this person's like an architect making bridges that we drive over every day, but they're literally not qualified for their job. That's a skeleton in your closet.
Yeah, I like that one.
That's what we want. Like, so if you've got, if there's something eating you alive inside that would keep you from running for office, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. Go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you've got one, Hack.
I was very close. My buddies were on the no-fly list for a little bit, and I was with them the night they got caught and narrowly escaped. Yeah, so we used to do this thing. I don't want to give too many details because this is FCC regulated, so I'm in a tough position, but we got very into making homemade, like, explosives kind of thing, like toilet bowl cleaner, like not like a
like a pipe bomb.
Yeah, not like a serious bomb, just kind of like a more of a chemical reaction. Let's say it that way. So we were doing that for a long time.
Oh,
and
my,
like,
God, this is a terrible idea. We should probably not do this.
A good idea. Yep.
It's too late. You've already
It's too late.
And ding dong ditching our friends. You leave one on the porch and kind of blows up. Yeah. And then eventually
nobody gets hurt.
Nobody did. Nobody did. They could have. Nobody did. Thankfully. We were young and dumb, but eventually people called the police because they hear loud sounds, and two of my buddies got picked up by the police. They had just dropped me back off at my car, so I went home, and then it was in the McDonald's parking lot.
And they didn't
lot.
Rat you out?
They didn't rat me out, and they got added. They got taken downtown. They got questioned, and at the time, it was in our history. They weren't playing around with stuff like that and flying and all that stuff, so my buddies like had trouble flying. Thankfully, we were minors, so it wasn't. It's not like we were jet setting or anything, but that's my skeleton.
Is one of them the person that both Slacker and I want to date?
Oh, he doesn't need to be.
Oh, you
we
too.
We got a PJ. You don't. The fly list don't mean nothing. All right. Do you have anything you want to say?
Well, I still feel guilty about it, but one time I stole a necklace from Claire's.
That's your skeleton in your closet? I'll elect you right now.
Get off this plane.
I will. Oh my God. If shoplifting is a skeleton in the closet.
I still feel guilty about it.
Oh my God. I've stolen so many things in my life.
It was an E. I just wanted my initial. I wanted to be that girl.
Okay. If you have something between terror watch list and an E pendant necklace, we would love to hear the skeleton in your closet. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So I'm running for city council, and no, I'm not. We're looking for...
You've got some support.
I know. It's so stupid. Text. I don't want to... Okay. Basically, we were talking about, with it being election season, nobody in this room could get elected because the skeletons in our closet would come out. But Aaron's like, oh, I stole a necklace. That's stupid.
It would come back to get me.
You
know, I know
that,
it
you
would.
You could get elected with that. If we've had a president who's done... Just all the things, all of our presidents. All right, so our first caller is Average Joe.
Yai.
You are disguised. What's your skeleton?
So I lived in another state, and I stole $150,000 from a nonprofit, but the statutes of limitations have expired.
From a nonprofit, you said?
Yeah, I'm not too proud of it.
Sounds like you are.
That was in another state, you said?
It was, yes.
Did it just become a nonprofit after you stole the money?
Yeah, they were a for-profit before. I took the $100. And you say the statute of limitations is still running, so that's why you're disguised?
No, the statute of limitations expired.
Oh. But you still don't want people to know you're a dirtbag who stole from, like...
But it...
At least I didn't steal a necklace from Claire's.
That's probably one of the best burns I've ever heard in the history of this show. What a burn.
I love him.
Let's get him elected.
Candy?
Yai.
You are disguised. What skeleton do you have in your closet?
Okay, so, I moved here, like, when I was in, you know, high school. And when I'm from Owensboro, Kentucky, okay?
Owensboro? I know Owensboro.
and, all right, I told all my classmates that I was from California. And no, listen, y'all. The reason why I do that is because, I mean, telling everybody I was from Kentucky, it wasn't as exciting. So, like, all my friends still think that I'm from California. And I don't know how I'm supposed to break that to them. Like,
you didn't have an accent when they first, or did they think you were an actress? Like, nobody noticed? Because Owensboro people have a full-on drawl.
I don't know of a single person from California using y'all.
At all.
I've had to, like, really, you know, work on it when I first, I mean, I listened to my classmates, so it was easy for me to pick up, you know? But
But it's been decades, right? Why can't you just, I guess, yeah, now that it's been decades, you look like it.
Yeah.
You look
like California. Yeah. No, it's Owensboro.
Owensboro, Kentucky.
They think I'm a Valley girl. There's no way I could go to them and say I'm from Kentucky. Like,
your whole life is a lie.
Oh, it's embellished just a little.
No, that's not a little embellished. Like, you've, okay. Okay, no, you're going to have to live with that
interesting.
One. That's a skeleton, and you can never run for public office, because it will come out.
I'm never letting this skeleton out, never mind.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to keep it to myself.
You're a psychopath, is what you are. Thank you, Candy. Another Candy, this one without VD. Candy?
Yai.
Skeleton in your closet.
So I have a pretty big one. My husband and I, we have a couple kids. I do have one child with him though that is actually not my husband's, and he does not know.
Why are we not voice disguising you? What? Really?
Yep.
You know for a fact it's not his.
I do. Whoa. We had a little bit of a complicated time when we were together, not together, getting back together, and there was a little complication during that time period, and but he doesn't know, and he's raising her as his own, and yeah.
does this child look like the other person?
She resembles me a lot.
Okay.
And luckily, I mean, like, there's, you know, they don't have a very different, like, coloring. Like, she has the same, like, she has dark hair like her father, both of them, actually.
Do you ever see the father?
I don't.
Does the father know?
He does not.
So you're lying to your daughter, the baby daddy, and the
what's gonna happen if, like, she has a different blood type, or like at the doctor's appointments
know.
And there's different.
Does anybody ever really check the Pennant squares? Because I know
my
blood type.
Yeah, you have to do them in high school.
You do?
Yeah, the Pennant square.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Pendant. Pedmos squares.
You can just write down a letter. They don't check. I'm A.
You really had to do that? So you did your parents?
Yeah.
And then you verified that you were their child?
I mean, kind of.
That seems like a terrible exercise in school.
Catholic school.
Okay, that checks out. So your plan is to tell no one except us?
I don't know. It's something I've wrestled with a long time. I know I'm probably going to have to face it at some point, whether it's my daughter thinking something, some medical issue coming up. Like, I don't know. I don't know how to broach the situation.
I don't know either. That's
now every couple in Denver is like questioning the other person.
But it's just too easy to get a DNA test now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. But
yeah,
seriously.
But if you don't think you need one.
Correct. But everybody. Candy. Okay. Well, appreciate the honesty, but wow.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.